Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Don't Be Salty on Our Relationship. Grab your salt, take a seat. We ain't looking for a fight. Relationship questions gonna be answered all tonight. My panelists ain't analysts, ain't sweating your confessions. Comedians answering light-hearted questions. Gonna tell you my thoughts that's on my mind. If you don't like it, don't be salty. Where's the salt you need on you? I said my auntie, you know this, do you salty?
I'm your guest, Racine. I'm your host, rather, and you are my guest. We're going to play one more show. I got one more caller that's going to be calling in, and we're going to get this thing started, all right?
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Work, 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 work. It's to me, I'll be work, work, work. Crisis. I believe all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and everything's wrong. Just get ready for work, work, work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And tell me about that work, 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 work. Na, 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 na. When you walk out, na, 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 na. Before the table turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. Uh-huh. If I get another chance to, I will never, no, never neglect you. I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel wah, 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 wah. It sent me, I feel wah, 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 wah. You see me do my da, 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 da. Tell me about that wah, 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 wah. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cat from my ta, 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 ta.
Yeah, okay. Get done, 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 done. At work, come over. We just
just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon, but I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the
work, 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 work. It's send me up there, work, 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 work. You see me do my da, 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 da. So me for that, wah, 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 wah. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cash from my tur, 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 tur.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? How you guys doing tonight?
All right, I got
comedian Dimitri Killian. Say your name for me so I won't say it wrong.
Wait, you were actually almost right. Dimitri Killian.
Killian, okay. And then I got Fredo Davis also on the line.
Comedian Fredo Davis out of Atlanta.
How you doing, Fredo?
I'm good.
How you guys doing tonight? All right, cool. So I'm so happy and proud to have you guys on the show tonight. I was going to have comedian Anita Brown on tonight as well, but she has something to do. She's actually on the set of Being Mary Jane right now, so she's with Gabrielle Union and all them, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, okay.
I'll get her number for me.
I know, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let me tell you guys how the Don't Be Salty show goes down. All right.
Okay.
Usually I'm in a venue and we're sitting around a table and I have salt shakers on the table and we just talk about lighthearted things. I tell my guests, you know, we don't want any Dr. Phil and Kleenex tissues because I have comedians and salt shakers. So if you guys say something to each other or the audience say something that we don't like, we just toss a little salt on you. So that's how we do. And I do have my little salt shaker, if I can find it.
That's
so
some hard
if
salt.
You hear it, so if you hear something like that, you know that you said something that was like, that we just was not having. Anyway. Let me let you guys introduce yourself and tell me what you got going on. Dimitri, what you got going on?
Right now, I'm actually on my way to the strip club because I'm kind of hurt right now, but you already know how that goes. But in the making, I actually have a couple things in the making. I have an independent movie that's coming out, and I'm also going on a tour comedic-wise as well. So I'm pretty much busy, and I'm really just trying to stay focused and most importantly, just staying away from, you know, three or four women, but it's hard. So,
Oh, shoot. What you talking about, staying away from three or four women? That deserves some salt right there.
Oh, it's hard.
Oh, my God.
Player for life. True player for real.
What you say?
Hell yeah.
Three, four
right,
women.
So, right? We're going to get back to you, Dimitri. Fredo, what you got going on?
A little bit of everything. I got my hands in everything.
I know.
I'm trying to win.
I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up.
Yeah.
So tell us what you got.
See, I host a lot of clubs down here in Atlanta. I got a new club opening tomorrow, Atlantis. Mm-hmm. This is a restaurant, and we're doing comedy and karaoke. Then Wednesday, I host the Blue Bar. We got the one-year anniversary, so that's going to be off the chain. It's like a comedy buffet over there. I keep all my rooms on the outskirts of Atlanta, though, like everything in the city free. Mm-hmm. I like to charge people. That way you'll laugh harder when you pay for it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And gas prices went up too?
Hey, I can't blame you. I cannot blame you. If you can find some gas.
Yeah. Also,
can you
too,
find
I want to say
gas?
I got my. Yeah, I got gas in the back of my truck right now. For anybody who run out, you call me. And I'm bootlegging gas too. I got that organic gas
Shoot.
For you.
Oh, no.
No, yeah.
I don't need none of that. Okay, let me tell you guys what the topic is tonight. Yours,
okay.
Mine, ours. Does money matter? Okay, so like if you're in a relationship, matter of fact, are any of you guys in a relationship, married or anything like that?
All of the above.
Well, oh shoot.
Yeah, I'm a.
And Demetri
yeah,
talking about he's trying to
Atlanta.
Stay away from three or four.
I'm in Atlanta. It's 40-1. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
I'm married. I'm single.
Okay.
I'm a professional side nigga. Everything.
So, wait. Let me make sure I'm saying your name right, because I want to say Fredo. But is that how you say it, though?
Fredo. Fredo.
Fredo.
You reading it like you're
okay.
You saying it like you're reading it.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people say
right.
Fredo, but it's Fredo. It's Italian.
Right. That's what I was saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. All these women that you involved with, that you guys are involved with, or, you know, just dating or whatever, are you spending money on them?
Yeah, and dating is expensive.
Stop.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's
yes.
why I got some
yes.
girls that's cool with Taco Bells and Popeyes, and you got some girls that like the restaurants, you know?
Uh-huh,
the ones that's on the restaurant,
uh-huh.
they're at the bottom of the list close to paycheck. You know, I get paid every 2 weeks.
So you keep a little special list of who you gonna see when, where, and how, and how much money you gonna spend on them.
Yeah, I already know.
Oh,
but I don't really date that much though. You know, I mean, I'm into my work
no.
right now. I had to bury myself in
mm-hmm.
the work. Like, women have became a big distraction. When you don't,
mm-hmm.
you don't stay focused on your work, you start to lose yourself out there. Then it'll be more women
right.
than it is work. You know what I mean? So,
right.
like me, I'm
right.
cool with
and then
you
it's
know.
More money. Being put
yeah.
out to try to get and
yeah.
satisfy these women, right? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
because
it normally,
see,
you know,
you.
If have you ever noticed though, like in the nightclub, the first thing she wants is a drink, and you already spent
mm-hmm.
some money, especially if you're drinking already. I'm like, how you come to the club thirsty? I'll complain, but I'll buy you a drink. You know what I mean? You pass all them gas stations on the way here. You ain't stopping to get nothing.
Good drink.
Nothing
you know?
To drink.
Nothing.
And wants you,
you
to
get
buy
in front
it.
Of me.
And I know, right? And you know, I don't go out that often, but I know drinks are like what, $8, $9, and $10. How much?
Yeah,
no,
they're about $10 now.
About
and
10.
I drink.
Wow.
I drink Hennessy, so she getting the same thing I drink. I'm like, you know what? But if she try to walk off before she finish that drink, I go ahead and make sure
uh-huh.
She don't get to walk off with my drink. I'll take that.
Wait,
you know,
I got
money.
Scared for a second. I thought you said you was going to do some type of Bill Cosby or something. Make
nah,
sure
I ain't
got to
take none. I ain't got to take none. I ain't got to gas these
right,
women up.
Right.
I can cook.
But you just
all I
got to
do is
get
cook
that drink.
For them. It's the same thing.
Mm-mm.
You cook
mm.
for them. You
what?
Know what I mean? They eat good. They got to unbutton their pants anyway on their own because they got to let them scratch
oh,
mark
Lord.
Free. Doing a radio interview, bro. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Demetri, do you hear this? Do you hear what he's saying?
And I totally agree.
What?
My situation
yeah.
is I feel like, you know, but my thing is I hate when the waitress, like when you're on the date, I hate when the waitress come up to them and ask them what they want to drink and what they want to eat. Like, they paying for the shit. And like I said, I don't mind, but goddamn, and then don't look at me with the tab when
Hello.
You ready for a nigga to pay.
Yeah.
Like, oh no,
yeah.
that's not right. Because I feel like, you know, and then, you know, they'll women, you know, with some women, like they'll have that one phone call and say that they
mm-hmm.
gotta go home to their kids. Like, hold on, motherfucker, I just spent 2 hours on your ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I see it? Can I see a nipple or something? I mean, goddamn.
Oh,
yo,
what?
Shit.
she's bringing a lot of salt there. Somebody
know,
gonna have high blood pressure.
But look, okay. So if you spend money on somebody, does that say, okay, now you owe me? They owe you? Is that what
not
you're
really.
Saying?
No,
not
no,
really.
No, not really. But if that's all you're asking for as far as the first date, and the second date, mm-hmm. and many more. So, like, if you want to be blunt with the situation, I can be blunt with the situation too. If you want, mm-hmm. if you want this and you want that, I want some pussy. You know, hey, it is what it is. You know?
Oh, we can say what we want to say on this show.
Oh yeah, we online. We ain't politically correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I want some pussy. I was like, I'll be goddamn.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Wait. So, but you're not saying that you. I don't want to put it like this, but you're not paying for it. You just saying that you kind of deserve it. Well, you better straighten me out.
Well, in reality, I'm not saying all men pay for sex, but in reality,
I don't.
In one way or the other.
In a one way, we alcohol, hotel. In a way, you going with me?
Yeah.
If I want it,
hotel.
I want to hang. Look. Hell yeah, hotel. Like I
back
mean,
backseat of my car.
I know.
I'm old school. Hotel costs too much. Yeah, you can. Hell yeah, I don't pay this big ass car note for nothing.
Oh my god.
Hell
yeah.
I didn't hit the back of wind. Fuck that.
You know what I'm talking
about? You hit the back of what? You hit the back of what, Dimitri?
I hit the back of Winnie's plenty of times around about midnight. Shit. Ain't no game.
For real.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I wanted to ask you, does money matter? Like, when you said does money matter, is that, like, coming into the relationship or just far as dating and stuff like
that? Well, that's exactly what I was going to say because, like, I should tell you guys, on this show, I usually play the devil's advocate. I try to stay unbiased because I just ask the questions, but I want to, like, twist it up and make you guys think, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If you're just getting with someone, say you pass that little dating stage where you don't spend a little bit on you know, dinner or whatever, and then you actually start dating that person, what if that person I have a question that I put out at my shows. If you won the lottery, you won so much money that you don't even got to lift your leg up if you don't want to, are you going to tell that person that you've been dating for, like, maybe 2 or 3 months that you won the lottery, or you're just going to keep that to yourself?
I would never tell nobody my income anyway. That's personal.
Regardless.
For the simple fact, if you like me, you're going to learn to like me for me. Because when you first meet me, I'm an asshole anyway. So you know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
If you can make it through that assholism, you deserve every dime you get after that.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a cool answer. All right.
Yeah.
And so what about you, Dimitri?
Yes, well, me personally, I'm the same way. Like I said, I don't like, you know, telling, you know, a woman, you know, what I'm worried
about, like
what I have on, the as far as with the jewelry I got on and, you know, the type of car I drive. I want you to look at me for me, you know, like I said, when I smile and I, you know, present you with this swag, I want you to, you know, like, look at it like, oh, this is a real man, you know. But it's not like that because soon you pull your pocket out and they see them hunnids, oh, he's a baller.
Yeah.
Now I got to have some of that. No,
you
don't got to have none of it, you know.
And they become real manipulative to get it, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you say, like, a woman can come inside of a club with nothing and come out and leave with everything.
She leave full.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Stomach.
Full.
Drunk.
Full.
Yeah.
You ain't never lied. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Think about it.
That's
a woman right now can call any man out of their phone book and have them come over and satisfy them. But men, we can't unless you usher a Michael Jordan or something.
Yeah.
You know? But like, it's a woman's game. You know? We just got to play our role. That's all.
That's right. That's true.
So you think is slanted, is biased that way? You don't think that, you know, some kind of sugar mama is, you know, out there playing
it
the
game?
It
is sugar
mamas
out there. I was sitting at the bar the other week. I met one.
Yeah.
I met one the other day. Walked up and brought me a drink. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, she wasn't. My thing is, like, if, like, I'm cool, I like conversation. Mm-hmm. If you cool with conversation, I don't trip. And she was just cool off the conversation. And you know what I mean? She was like, it's something about you. Yeah, I work. That's what it is about me. You know what I mean? That's what you're feeling.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, but I got so many different hustles. You know what I mean? And they feel my vibe. Like, you know what I mean? When I'm a blessed dude and I'm cool like that. So this was the first time in damn near probably a year or two a woman brought me a drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She didn't want nothing
mm-hmm.
or nothing. She was just cool. She just enjoyed my conversation because I finished my drink.
Right.
She came up later. But had I would have walked up and started talking to her, I would have brought her a drink. It's just a conversational piece. It ain't a big thing, you know what I mean,
just,
for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Just depends.
Yeah. Exactly. I done met some women use me for a drink now. That hurt.
Yeah.
She drunk it in one shot. I was like, that's Hennessy. You going to have hair on your chest in the morning. You don't want to drink that like that.
Share with your chest.
Yeah. She's going to tell me she got to go to Bible study. Yeah, she going to deal with her girlfriend and tell me she got Bible study when I call her.
Oh, wow. So she's
like,
one of that.
Something don't
that
add up. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. Okay,
wow.
So let me ask another question. Let me mix it up a little bit. You passed that little stage. Let me see. What if you're in a relationship with somebody, right? And we're still talking about money, but you're in a relationship with somebody, and we're looking at it from either the man or woman's viewpoint. Doesn't matter who makes the most money. Doesn't matter who makes more money in the relationship.
No, because you're in a relationship. It's our money.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Our money.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Some people don't feel like that, though.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
and I know
right.
most women that's in a corporate situation wouldn't even tell you. Like, they wouldn't share like that, but it's cool. As long as y'all got each other back at the end of the day, because one thing about the tables always turn in a relationship.
Exactly.
You could be up one minute, you could be down. The next minute, you up and she down. You feel me? So
exactly.
Guess what? Now karma's a bitch, ain't it?
Karma.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You're right. And
now I'm working 12 and 13 hours at my side bitch house.
Oh, that's a lot of money if you're trying to have a side bitch too.
Huh?
Yeah.
You said what about the side bitch?
Damn.
Yeah, every great man gotta have a side bitch. That's the motivation. Side bitches are motivation. You ain't never watched Scandal?
Hell no.
You better watch Scandal. He a president. What do you think happened to Hillary Clinton when she stopped getting head? He went and got Monica Lewinsky.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. Well, look, I got
I'm voting for Monica Lewinsky
on the line. Caller, if
Come
you
on,
want
caller.
To speak, press number one if you want to comment. Just let me know that you want to speak by pressing number one. That's like raising your hand so we'll chime you in, caller. All right.
Okay.
So you guys are saying that it really doesn't matter. Oh, okay. They do want to. You guys ready for your first caller?
Come on.
Yeah,
might
let's
be
go.
Awesome
yeah.
caller.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. Hey, caller. You are on live the Don't Be Salty show. What's up?
What's going on?
Caller?
What's going on?
Hey, who's this? What's your name?
This is Joe, A-Town Film.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
What's
I'm
the
good.
Word, Joe?
What's good?
Joe.
I can't
tonight,
call it.
The topic, yeah, the tonight is a topic. The topic is yours, mine, ours. Does money matter? We don't want to get you in trouble, Joe, if you are in a relationship, but does it matter in a relationship whose money is whose? We don't want you to get caught getting your butt whipped, Joe.
Nah, ain't none of that. You know, money matters to a certain extent. You know, if everybody's playing on the same level, then it's all good. But, you know, just, I'm not trying to get got for my money.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
I'm trying to give it
all
away, you know. As long as it's respectable, you know, you don't have to look down.
Wait a second.
Sorry.
Wait, okay.
I had to step outside because I'm at the comedy show. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. So, Joe, you were saying you're not trying to just give your money away freely like that, just for nothing.
But it
nah. It comes. It's too hard.
You
didn't want
to go
hard, you know. You just can't give it away. But you know, you got a participant party, and you know, y'all on the same level.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. the same vibe,
okay.
then, you know, I wouldn't mind spending sure, a little bit. As long as I know
right.
it's going
right.
to go back the other way.
Exactly, exactly.
So basically, I'm saying
so,
I'm not a trick.
Right, right. Hey.
True.
So, Joe, does it matter who makes more money in the relationship?
I wouldn't say it matters. It doesn't really matter. Nah,
no.
I, I had women that made more money than me, and I had women that made more money than them. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's, so I played both sides of the table, and, it never really mattered to me. Like,
okay,
nah, just,
okay,
I want us to get it.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Joe. Do you have any last minute, or, you know, last opinions about does money matter in relationships?
Nah, that's about it. I like what you guys are doing, and you guys have me cracking
okay.
up.
Thanks for
All
calling
right,
in,
well,
good buddy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
Hey, matter of fact,
right.
Joe. Joe, let me
yeah.
let me just ask you this real quick because a lot of people might recognize you out there. Tell them what you do.
Oh, yeah, I do film, I edit, and I shoot and edit and produce. And
That's
guys want to put something together, you know, you always put something together. More
yep.
I'm working on that
yeah,
stuff now. Check me
yeah.
out on Instagram.
He's downplaying it.
All
yep,
right.
Joe's downplaying it,
yeah.
but A-Town Films is doing just about everything right now. Thank you so much,
That's
Joe, for
up.
Calling in.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right.
Joe.
All right.
Make sure you get his Instagram so I can see his work.
Yes, definitely. Joe Carter. I will definitely give his contact
yeah.
information to you. So Joe said it doesn't matter, and I pretty much agree with that. But let me ask you guys this. Regardless if it's the man or the woman that's making the most money in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does
mm-hmm.
that give that person the right or the ability to lay down the law in that relationship?
Hell
is
no.
That person that makes
One thing about a man, I don't care if you don't got a dime in your pocket. You better stand up and be the goddamn man. Don't
exactly.
let no
okay.
woman kill
okay.
your self-esteem. I'm a
you
man all the goddamn time. I don't
exactly.
care.
Right, I feel
a
that.
A dime in
no,
my pocket or $10 million in my pocket.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right.
There's because some women out here will
so,
fuck your self-esteem up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Just because they do have more money, right, Fredo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I did not play
is,
that
like,
shit.
Yeah, because what it is, as it, like, you know, for instance, like, if a woman know that she's making more money, then she know that she's in control. So, and she
mm-hmm.
know that the man who she's with will be vulnerable because he know that, like, he don't really have what she got. So he got to give it to her, you know. But a real man can be like, look, you go accept me for who I am because I already know who I am once I get back on my feet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's why as a real man, you got to lay down those laws of foundation because you already know who you is, but everything, you know, everything, you might fall, but you're going to get back up. But more
right.
importantly, You know who you are as a independent go getter though. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay.
So,
okay. I feel that. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. You can't never stop having hustle and ambition. It's one thing just to be
right.
a broke man with no pride, and then like you
mm-hmm.
can't you don't got no conversation, no entertainment for her, you know what I mean? No. It's just a lot of stuff you're lacking, so therefore she will
mm-hmm.
try to treat you like shit. You know what I mean? Love
right,
wouldn't
exactly.
even matter at that point. So you
exactly.
got to bring something to the table, though. So, you know what I mean?
Got to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I totally agree with that because I feel like it doesn't matter. Money has nothing to do with that part. That's your self-esteem and, you know, your person, you know, whether somebody's going to try to act like that or not. So I definitely feel you on that. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, regardless if it is a man or a woman, I feel like if they're going to try to put that in your face, that's not cool. You know, oh, I think
that's not cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's not cool.
Definitely not cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, I've actually been with both types of people, one that did not have money and a person that had, let's just say he had, like, 12 or 13 cars, so he had money and new cars.
Yeah.
So... And unfortunately, I married the one that did not have no money. But
that's the one that's going to treat you like
but,
a dime. It's supposed to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm divorced. I am divorced, Fredo. So, you know.
Yeah, because
I, where
money
where
did
going,
matter. You needed that money.
Well, no, because you know what?
You got to keep the lights on. You were like, sick of this shit. Fuck this love shit. I'm in the dock too goddamn long fucking with this nigga. What up, bro?
Hey, yeah. But you know what? I feel like it just depends on the person. It really doesn't, you know, the money does not really matter. It just kind of really depends on the person and how they treat you as a person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. So that money.
At the end of the day, by respect. That's
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Put some respect on it. Exactly. So let me ask you guys this. I'm going to play a song really quick, and I'm going to come back with a question. Let me ask you guys this. Does prenups matter, or do you think somebody should get a prenup? We'll be right back. Okay, guys? Still with me?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to get a prenup.
All right.
All day, everything.
For the day, baby. Bad man, we not straight, baby. Oops, I done fell for your way, baby. I know, girl, but
Am I right or wrong, or how do you guys think about that?
You're so right, because I feel like,
prenup, like, that's you know, for anybody, a woman and a man, to be like, yeah, gotcha, bitch. No, you don't. I got you, because that's why I'm not getting this shit. Because I feel like if I'm making $100 million motherfucking dollars, and
yeah,
you come in making shit, and
wait, come closer to the phone, Dimitri, because we don't want to miss it. It sounds like you're a little far away.
Okay, yeah, like if I come in with $100 million and you making $15,000, hell yeah, I need a fucking prenup, because at the end of the day, once we tie this knot, that means to death do us part.
Yeah,
but not,
for real.
But, mm-hmm. But in reality, it's the opposite, because your ass gonna kill me and you finna get all this motherfucking money that you didn't deserve to have.
For real.
So
mm-hmm.
I feel
that's
like
true.
Because the new
broke nigga gonna be rich.
Gonna be rich.
I got you, bitch.
So
he gonna be a broke rich nigga.
Dreaming about that shit.
And not knowing what to do with the money.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
But I agree with
that. Both of you are agree with the prenup. See, I used to be like, oh, well, that means that you don't love me and this and that. But I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. Don't tell nobody. I've been divorced twice. So, and if I all that money, well, that's a whole nother show.
That's your nickname, Can't Get Right.
He gonna be walking away looking like a salt shaker now. If I did have that money, I would be like, oh hell no, you know, not two times in a row, no,
yeah.
No, you
mm-hmm.
know. So
you gotta protect your best interest. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And not only that, you have got to, as an individual, learn from your mistakes. You know.
Yeah.
Because like I said, because if you constantly do the same thing over and over again, eventually you go keep doing that shit until somebody bites you in your motherfucking head, and then you'll be like, well, damn, all this time I've been doing this the wrong goddamn way, because you've been chasing that good ass pussy, and good ass pussy will get you off track
and make you do stupid shit like not trying to prenup, like Ray J.
Exactly.
Like Ray J.
Oh, what? Oh, he didn't sign the prenup.
Prime example.
He ripped it up. I was like,
hell?
Man, you stupid.
What?
Your mom trying to protect the family business, and you ready to get half of it away.
That's crazy.
But somebody pretty as her, though, she'll have about 4 or 5 kids by me. Wouldn't nobody want after me. I'm about to mess your body up.
About to mess it up.
Uh-huh. Get your fat, bow-legged, and barefooted sitting at the house watching that fire stick. Gotta watch in the fire stick. You got 1 million channels. You ain't got to go nowhere.
Please. Nowhere.
You know what? I hope that was a blank piece of paper he ripped up, because that's crazy. You know, like the statistics nowadays, you know, I'm just saying it's love, and then there's what's love got to do with it. And, you know, sometimes it just don't last. So,
but that nigga,
you know,
a player, though. She marrying into a player.
Yeah.
You got to know what it is with that nigga.
Player.
You got all the warning signs,
to.
And you still going forward with the bullshit. So he need a prenup, because he know it's going to be more women. Any nigga that slept with Superhead, you already know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And them niggas be wrong,
well,
Superhead.
Me...
like out there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nasty. That's crazy. Let me ask you guys this. I was just gonna ask another little question. We fast forward like a couple years, and you guys are like, you know, a couple levels higher than what you are right now in this comedy thing. Would you get with somebody who does not have any money? Would you be like, okay, I'll get with you, but we need a prenup? Or are you trying to look for somebody that's gonna be like on your level, or like, you know, ambitious and making that money?
That's something that you can't look for. It just got to come to you. It's basically like you could try to pursue it, but half the people that's out there pursuing their dream, and they crazy in their own little way for what they got. So some people are selfish as hell, and you'll come into their selfish world and fuck your whole world up. So it's like you got to be kind of like on a certain kind of level and be cool. You know what I mean? Like, with that whole situation right there, bringing two incomes together like that, you know what I mean? It's like, I done seen so much stuff with that, with relationships and people thinking they're in love, moving in together, breaking up goddamn a month later. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like with a prenup.
Right. All that shit.
Yeah, that's too much.
Exactly.
Like, man, a dude was
that's
at my show. We celebrated. We celebrated him getting married. Brought the wife a Range Rover, big house, and all this shit. They won't even together 6 months. I said, you get any of that shit back?
Damn.
He was like, nah. Nah. I was like,
damn.
That's stupid, boy.
Well,
you know what I mean?
So did
so
he
all
even
them
get the ring
warning
back?
Signs are there for me, huh?
Did he even
I think
get
she
the
threw
ring
it
back?
At him. I think
oh,
she threw that at
no.
him.
What?
Well, hey, let me tell
wow.
you something. All my rings come from Walmart, so I don't lose shit. I got that shit on the road
but
back
do,
anyway.
Exactly.
But do they know
hell
this
no.
though?
Hell no, they don't know that. Cause I go to the mall and get a nice ring box in a bag and put all that
oh
shit in there.
Oh my god!
You better
look,
sign that goddamn prenup.
You're giving away too many doggone secrets. Some guys might try to use this.
Hey, shit, they better use these secrets. You're trying
yeah,
to save
yeah.
a dime or
wow.
two.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
So, ultimately, I guess my question was, would you not get with someone because of a money situation, because they either don't have money or because they have too much money or more money than you?
You have to date that person a little while to see how they are with money. If they're good with money or immature with money. You know what I mean? Because if they're immature with money, they're going to fuck all your money up. And I mean that.
Oh,
exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if they're
hell
responsible and a penny pincher down to it, that's the type of person you you know what I mean, you probably can grow with, because there's going to always be money there. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
I done dated all types out here. This is Atlanta.
You know what I heard too is that, like, money, whatever your personality is, money just magnifies that personality. So if it's an asshole, when they get money, they're gonna be a bigger asshole. That
my thing is when I get bigger money, I'm quieter. I'm watching. I'm observing everybody. Nobody sees which way I'm coming. You feel me? Like, I'm quieter when I got more money, because I got to peep game and see what's what. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm around people, like, less fortunate, because when people know you got money, people got every goddamn problem in the world to text you, hit
daughter.
Your phone with, email you with. You feel me?
All that.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you're so right. But guess what?
They need you to be around you so bad.
Well,
but, Well, let me ask you guys this, because why do people act like they got more than what they got? Because I'm the type of person, I'm like,
Instagram.
I'm straight up. I ain't trying to fail. I'm going to let
Instagram.
You know
Facebook.
I ain't got it.
That's why you got more than what you got. Instagram.
Because,
you take a little nothing and turn it into a lot of something.
Yeah, exactly. And what it is like I say, you try to emulate people that you try to be with, you know. Try to be like, you know, so it's like if you can emulate that person, then it glorifies what you can become, you know. That's not right. But
so they trying to make themselves feel good by saying they have more money or have more than what they actually do.
Exactly. So it makes you really mentally feel like you're the king, but really you're not out, like, behind closed doors. Like when you're outside of the norm, you this big dude, but when you in the crib, you got bills, sky high, you know, you got
I got a homeboy like that right now.
So it's like,
I know somebody like that.
Exactly. And we all do, hell. I know somebody like that right now. This motherfucker sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
She's asleep right now, though.
Yeah.
What? And you talking about
him? Yeah, I'm talking about his ass, because he ain't shit. I'm about to kill my motherfucking car right now. Black motherfucker.
Wow. Yeah, I know somebody like that, you know, struggling on bills or whatever, but like when you get around somebody else, I ain't saying to go out being pitiful and everything like that, but you know, some people just they turn it into a whole another level, and you know, you got to think in one way. You get with them, and it's like not even what you thought. But I'm gonna put it out there. I'm just saying, God, if you think this is the got something, give me a couple of years. I have something then. I ain't got shit right now, but I'm working on it.
Exactly, and that's why as African Americans, we have got to understand the value of a dollar, because once you understand that value of a dollar, you appreciate when you finally get a chance to make those millions, and you'll know how to actually utilize that and give back to the community and show that you're bigger than this celebrity, everybody,
right.
put you out
the little material things that you see.
You know who's really big on that right there? Believe it or not, Rick Ross. He tried to put people up on the black dollar. He labeled his mixtape the Black Dollar. The people got to learn to value that Black Dollar. That's the true thing. Our money means a lot, too. We support everybody's business but our own.
But I said,
you feel me?
Exactly.
Right.
We hate our service to the T.
You're so right. Look, BET Weekend, I went to the motherfucking Compton Nightclub, not for the women. I went to that motherfucking barbecue stand, and I ordered 5 plates just to support my black people, because that was some good-ass barbecue, too.
Wow. That's cool.
And I was, I mean, I seen some ass, but I had to pass that ass so I can eat. Shit. I need to eat.
Now, look, I got one more caller. I got one more caller before we put this show to a close. Caller, if you want to speak, press number 1, and I will chime you in. And I think this caller is – hey, caller, you are live on the Don't Be Salty show. How you doing?
You already know how you doing.
Are you there? Hey, caller, what's your name?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Hey, this is Jax.
Hey, Jax, how you doing?
Good.
Which Jax? Nigga Jax Thriller? Regular Jax? Which Jax are you, brother?
Jax the Ripper?
Oh, okay.
Tell him what you do, Jax. Tell him what you do.
From music to films, I do all in between.
Okay.
All right. So,
I missed the topic.
Okay, well, tonight's topic is yours, mine, ours. Does money matter? So, Jackson, tell us, does it matter in a relationship who makes more money?
It shouldn't, but it does.
It does.
At the end of the day, when somebody gets mad, and sometimes the ego of the other person is, I make more money than you, so you have to do this, and the third. So of course it matters, but if you're on the same level, the money shouldn't matter. It should build up each other, because if I make more than you do, or if you make more than me, it's still our money. If we call ourselves unified, the money amount shouldn't matter. It should matter how we do this together. You know, togetherness.
Right.
So if we're not working on something together, then of course it's not gonna work. But you have some people that forgot where they came from, and they don't build themselves up. So at that point, they were like, oh, well, I'm making this amount of money. I'm making more than you. So there has to be, and I guarantee you, if they've been in a relationship a long time, one or the other has supported the other one over something. Regardless if they didn't make enough or they say, hey, you know, I know you just stepping out or you starting up, I got you until we get on our feet. Once you get up on your feet, a lot of times people forget which steps they made.
Yep.
You didn't do it running.
Yeah.
That's why.
So true.
Yes and no.
And so many people forget that.
Exactly. So if you were a strong-minded person, and you don't allow another person to sit there and just belittle you, because I guarantee you, and my mind frame is, they'll need you, they'll need me before I need them. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes whenever you have that situation like that, and where people tend to cling and say, hey, you know, this is my money, this is what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so at the end of the day, there's been cases where people will sit there, and if they buy something, they go tit for tat and say, hey, man, I don't bought you this, or, you know, I bought you that, and they keep a little list. Hell, if you want to do that, I don't want it. I don't want none of that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, what we'll do is we'll do two different things. I have my bank account. We'll have a household bank account. We'll put whatever need to be in the household bank account. I've deposited it there. We can deal with it from that aspect. And you have I mean, it's sad to say, but there is a lot of stuff like that now. You can't put everything in the one because if you're bringing everything in the front and all of it's going out the damn back door, then what? You thinking
it's
that stuff being paid, and then thing you know,
it's like molding wet clay. It's like molding wet clay.
Yeah, and the thing is that even whenever you do it that way, and it's not just the women; it's the men too.
You know what make everybody in a relationship make a stupid decision though? It's that thing called love. Thing called love. When you say you're in love and all of this and that, you do stupid things. When you think that's the right one for you, you do stupid things.
Yeah,
you feel me? But when it comes to your finance and love, always got to be separated. It's always got to be separated.
Right.
But the thing is, I agree with you on that, but even with love, you have to have understanding. If you have understanding from the beginning, whenever you have understanding from the beginning, then that tends to weed out all this other stuff. So if you get here and you say it, and it goes, like I say, it goes on both ends. So if you tell somebody, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to spoil you and all that, hold up. Don't start nothing you can't finish. That goes to male and female. So if you go out here and you start spoiling this person, making like they don't have to work and all this stuff right here to try to hook them, then the relationship is going to be built on the line anyway. So
you find out that what happened at the beginning.
Right. So if you don't have that spoiling capability from the beginning, why the hell start that? I don't want to be spoiled like that. No way, because at the end of the day, that's false perception anyway. And, you know, you think that every day every day I get to go out here and get me these sneakers or a purse or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Jack,
can't do that.
Thank you so much for calling in. I got one more caller I got to get to. We appreciate you
calling. Thank you, Jack.
Matter of fact, Jack, tell them some of the people that you work with, Jack, so they know who you are.
Jimmy Kendricks, Jay Lyric, heck. The list goes on. I mean, hey, if y'all want to follow me, go to Twitter, BigJacks08, everything BigJacks08, Instagram, LinkedIn, Donby.com, IMDb, all of it's BigJack08.
Cool.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in, Jack.
Got you.
All right. Now, I got one more caller for y'all before we end the show. Let me see what this caller talking about. Caller, you are live on the air on the Don't Be Salty show. What's up?
Okay, I wanted to find out what your topic is and what context. Because it says, does money matter? Are you talking about before a relationship, in a relationship, in marriage, after divorce?
Wait.
What particular context?
And thank you so much for calling in, caller. It's the Don't Be Salty show. And what I do is I just ask lighthearted questions about relationships. So in this case, we broke it down. Does money matter when you're first dating someone? Does money matter when you are in a relationship? And does money matter when you're married? So, do you think money matters at all as it relates to relationships?
Not to most men, but to most women, it absolutely does. You can be the ugliest, fattest guy in the world.
Without a doubt.
And if you've got a bankroll, all of a sudden you're handsome.
Okay.
That's true.
That's the way it is.
Caller, you know what, caller? I didn't get your name. What's your name,
Ron?
Caller?
Oh, Joe.
Okay, Joe. Thank you so much for calling in. So you're saying that it matters to women. Now,
if you ask men, if you had a choice, most men, a choice between, let's say, a good-looking, empathetic waitress who gave you support, versus a woman lawyer making $200,000 a year. Now, most guys would be tempted to be with the woman lawyer, but if that lawyer is a very cold, vacuous female, and she's only out for herself, I think most men, about 60-70% minimum, would go for the waitress who was going to be in your corner. But if you reverse the situation with the women, the woman will take a cold, empty-headed, sociopathic man with a yacht over a good man who is willing to treat her like a queen.
True. And you know what, Joe? I have to agree with you on that one because I've seen it too many times. I've actually seen that. So you make a good point. Sure. Thank you so much for calling in, Joe. I hope you join us next time on Don't Be Salty.
All right. Take it easy now. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, good guy.
Go, okay. Joe. Well, that was cool. Different opinion. Joe called in the show.
Yeah. He's been through it all before.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah. It sounds like he's been through all that before. Well, you know
what? You've been
what?
Married twice. Joe's been married four times.
Look.
But
look, hey, but Fredo, I didn't ask you how many times you was engaged. How many times have you guys been engaged?
I've been engaged more times than the Bulls went to the championship. I got a ring on every finger out here.
So how many times is that, Fredo?
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
And are you guys still there? I think I'm missing you. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You still here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here. Keep talking.
If you guys
Go
can
ahead.
Hear me, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
You want me to play? I'm here.
All right. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me, but I am still on the air.
We still on the air, too, I hope.
Don't be so
sure. Still on the air?
I have a little bit of technical difficulty, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go out with a song really quick and see what's what. We'll be right back.
We still here. Take your phone off of mute. I take your phone on mute.
Blind, I'm about to see. I close my eyes, they can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But
technical difficulties. Yeah, I guess I got beside myself. Yes, could you guys hear me?
Yeah, we good.
Okay, I am back. I don't know if you guys are talking or not. I don't know if you guys are talking about me, if you're talking about me. But anyways, I really want to thank you guys so much for being on my show tonight. I had a great show with you guys.
Without a doubt.
Follow me on Instagram, the Davis Inc.
Yeah,
I didn't know how quick you was going to cut off.
I need your contact info. Fredo, tell people how to get in touch.
Hey, book me. I'm available for all parties.
Okay, and give them your contact info. And once again, I can't hear, so just tell them your contact info, Fredo. And I can't hear. I still am having technical
Fredo
difficulties.
Fredo Davis, comedian on Facebook. Let's go.
Okay, cool. And all right. And then Dimitri, because I keep going in and out. Dimitri, give him your contact info, and then I'm going to just go out with a song.
My contact Demetric123 Instagram, DemetricK123. Check me out. Check my skits out. It's going down. Follow your boy. Do it now, because when I make it and you don't follow me, I ain't fucking with you. So fuck with your boy.
Hell yeah. I see what you're saying. For real, though.
Yeah.
I really want to thank you guys once again. Thanks to Anita Brown. She, like, once again, she was on Mary Jane with Gabrielle Union tonight.
Check.
So, heck yeah, give us some money, Anita, okay?
Don't thank me,
so,
cut the check.
I hope you guys join me again on the Don't Be Salty show. My name is Racine Ties. I'm your host. You can check me out on my website, thinkblessed.com. Speaking of money, I also do commercial mortgages. So if you know somebody that wants to get a commercial property, a store, or something like that, tell them to holler at me. I will help them find money, ibizloan.com. All right, and
that's
check me
up
out next time on Don't Be Salty. Thank you, guys.
Follow
down.
The Davis
what's
Inc.
Up?
Peace.
Follow the Davis Inc., y'all.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Don't Be Salty.
Grab your salt, take a seat. We ain't looking for a fight. Relationship questions gonna be answered all tonight. My panelists ain't analysts, ain't sweating your confessions. Comedians answering lighthearted questions. Gonna tell you my thoughts that's on my mind. If you don't like it, don't be salty. Where's the salt you need on you? I said my auntie, and you know this, do you salty? Man, you so salty.